People often say to me, Leroy, how are we to know what's right and wrong in this life? I mean specifically. Do you ever feel like that? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to know right from wrong. Shortly after I became a Christian, it became evident to me that there were certain habits and practices in my life that needed to go. I knew they were wrong and did not bring honor to the Lord. But there were some other things that were not as clear. Were they wrong to do or weren't they? The Bible was clear about swearing and stealing and lying, but what about these things that are in doubt, that the Bible gives no clear word on? How do you know about some of these things? Shortly after I began to wonder about this, the Lord gave me 3 verses of Scripture that have been of tremendous help. They contain principles as to how to know right from wrong. The first is 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Based on that verse, I can ask myself 2 questions. Is it helpful? Is it helpful for me physically, or will it do me harm? Does it help me mentally, or does it tend to get my mind on things that draw me into sin? This helped give me guidance in my life regarding motion pictures and certain books and magazines. And does it help me spiritually? Does it help me to grow? Or does it hurt my spiritual development? Is it helpful? Then the second question. Does it get me in its power? Does it enslave me? I concluded from that verse that anything that gets me in its grip, that becomes a habit to me that I cannot break, I should leave alone. Paul said, I will not be brought under the power of any. The next verse is 1 Corinthians 8:12-13. But when you sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Will my doing this cause others to stumble? Maybe I can handle it, but will it affect others who see me doing it? Will it cause them problems? Will my actions lead them into trouble? No man is an island. What we do is seen by others, and you are the best Christian that somebody knows. So you must think of others when you're deciding on your activities. Now the third verse is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Ask yourself, does this glorify God? Do you recall the first question in the catechism? What is the chief end of man? The answer is this. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. You and I must live our lives to the praise of His glory. So I must ask myself, can I do this to the glory of God? Well, there they are, 3 verses of Scripture that the Lord gave me as a new Christian that have provided guidance and help to my life down these past 25 years. They have stood the test of time. They contain eternal principles from an all-knowing and ever-loving God. 4 questions. Is it helpful? Does it get me in its power? Will it cause problems for others? Does it glorify God? May God bless you as you determine what's right and wrong for you.